Hi, welcome to Knoppy Cast. I'm Nancy Merriman, but my friends call me Knoppy, and I'm your host for this official podcast of ourdolls.net. Hello and welcome to Knoppy Cast episode number 17.
17!
Is a big number, big old number, full of lots of great stuff, obviously. And so I would like to introduce myself as Knoppy Merriman, and you are
Teresa Burke.
And I'm Kirsten Larson.
All your normal suspects in one room, ready to record some funny stuff. Plus one more. As usual, we have a special guest, but this special guest is one from the Larson's house. We have two Larsons here with us in the studio.
Yeah.
Hello, Mrs. Larson. Am I in here?
Yeah, come in.
Hello. How are you doing? I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for coming, Mrs. Larson. We're going to have a great time talking to you later.
Yeah, weird.
Don't say that your mother is weird.
No, I just mean it's weird that I'm going to interview my mother.
Oh. Well, I can do it for you if you like. You can just add in little comments like
yes,
you normally
jump in. Yes, and I can help,
in.
Too.
Okay.
So it won't be as weird as you think. Even though, haven't you interviewed your mother before? I interview my mother all the time. Sort of.
No, not really. You interview yourself pretending to be your mother.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of even more fun. You pretend. Well, I guess I'm the only one who does that. Okay, and somebody else in the studio is Paul, but he's pushed over into the next segment. He's not allowed in this one, so let's go over there and say hi at the news part.
Hi, I'm Paul Windmill, and I'm the operator for Pleasantville. I get to take everybody's calls, and I'm going to fill you guys in on what the latest news stories in Pleasantville and on the ourdolls.net website are.
Hi!
Why do you have a headband on?
It is not a headband. It is cool sunglasses. They are cool sunglasses. Look at them. So tight, man.
They look a little loose, like they're falling apart.
No. That's why they were so sitting on my hair just the right way, so I look cool.
Like I thought it was a headband.
And, like, my soccer outfit.
Do you play soccer?
No, not yet, but I'm going to.
Then why do you have a soccer outfit?
I'm getting ready.
Oh.
For soccer season.
Teresa has on a proper school uniform because she goes to proper school.
All right, so, speaking of which, the latest news. Proper school classes started up.
Yay!
2 weeks ago.
Yay!
2 weeks ago they started up, and Nan and Teresa have had a couple lessons. So, guys, what have you been doing?
Lots of stuff. Yes. We've learned lots of great stuff so far. My favorite thing we've done in the two classes we've done is we each brought baskets to class, and we planted grass in them. So that on Easter, we're going to have these cute little baskets filled with grass, because then we can find Easter eggs and put them in there. But it's real grass, and you can actually almost watch it growing. It grows so fast these days. Every time I go back and look at my basket, there's a couple more pieces of grass in it.
My favorite part was that we all wrote poems about spring for our homework.
Yes. Yes, and we
love playing with words to make them rhyme.
I do as well. We got to draw pictures with the poems.
Yes.
And we learned how to fold napkins in some fancy ways.
The diamond napkin, the diamond pouch, and the fan. I do like the fan, even though it's rather tricky.
That's like what they have in high-class restaurants.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What else did we learn? We've been doing math.
You've been doing math in proper school?
Yeah, spelling.
I think we're all quite rusty.
Okay. Well, let's see. There's a new drawing contest on the website.
Yeah, who's going to enter? Do I hear you say you're going to enter? I hope so.
I'm not going to. But I really hope, last time, nobody drew a picture of me.
I think somebody should draw a picture of Bob. Come on.
Should they draw a picture? Draw a picture of Paul with a headband on.
No, their sunglasses. Draw me with really awesome sunglasses.
Or you could draw me in my proper school uniform.
You could always draw me wearing a purple dress. I'm wearing a purple dress right now.
Or you could draw Lara Larson.
Oh, well, I don't know if you want to do that.
Oh, that'd be lovely in a picture.
All right, and then the other latest news is that, when I planned this show, I wrote down, who knows what the next fashion is.
What?
But
whoever said you planned this show. I plan a show.
No, I plan my news section. I have to figure out what the news is. But since I wrote that down, we've actually figured out what the fashion is. Right, Teresa?
Oh, yes. Well, you see, Crystal had a big opening at her shop where her fashion catalog was released.
What is a fashion catalog? Is it where you can buy fashions?
No, it basically tells you about everything that is in fashion and how you can order things with the things that are in fashion on them. So this was the spring fashion catalog. I have to be careful not to talk too fast. I'm so excited.
Things that are in fashion. These things that are in fashion. What actually is in fashion?
Fashion. Bodices that are very intricate and have lots of texture and ruffles and all of those things are very in fashion. And then single pearl earrings and necklaces are in fashion, as well as soft hats and bonnets. Bonnets are definitely back in.
What about sunglasses?
No.
Like my mob cap.
Oh, yeah.
I wear all the time. It's a fashion statement.
And then the colors that are in are pink, peach, white, and ivory, and lots of light flowing gowns are wonderful. And you must have a nightgown that's very soft and flowing.
What if you're a guy?
These weren't for guys' fashions.
These were ladies'
fashions.
Where can I figure that out?
The guys' fashions?
That's up to you.
There's not enough of a market in Pleasantville for that.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, and then there's one little other thing that I just stuck in here because I thought it was funny. Mrs. Wiccan got another letter from her son, Charles.
It's the first letter she's ever gotten from him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she started crying, like literally crying with happiness.
Whoa, is she okay?
Yeah, she was happy.
Oh.
She was like sobbing. She was so happy while she read this letter that asked her to send him.
Wait, from Charles, from?
Her son, Charles, that's in the German Navy.
Oh, she always talked about Charlie.
Yeah, he basically sent her a letter that was ordering two pies.
And a cake.
Why did she cry?
Because he's hungry.
She cried because he said something like, "No one over here gives such good servings as you do, Mother," or something like that.
Okay, well anyway, Mrs. Wiccan was very pleased. And that's the end of the latest Pleasantville news. I'm sure there's other stuff, but that's it for now. All right, see you guys.
Thanks for joining me for the latest news from Pleasantville. See you next time.
Studio. Here is a section where I'm going to bring in some local people from Pleasantville to play you a concert or just to talk about themselves. Live in the studio is going to be something they've never heard before. In fact, not a whole lot of people have heard it before, ever. This is its famous debut for all of you. It's a song I wrote and perform. It's called The Chipmunk.
So, Nan, what is this song about?
It's about a chipmunk.
And any specific kind of chipmunk?
It's sort of a chubby one that's not very smart and goes and bangs into a wall.
A wall or a tree trunk?
Whatever your imagination believes it does.
Okay, this will be interesting.
Oh,
it's, you're supposed to follow along with the story as you listen to the song. So keep in mind that I played all the instruments my own self. This is really exciting. So here it's called my masterpiece creation by Nafi Merriman called The Chipmunk. ¶¶
Well, it's very
well
descriptive.
Yes. That was very interesting.
Yeah, I made it up in like 5 minutes.
It's that a good like symphonic poem.
Yeah, it's like
very visual.
Short story. You can imagine an animated movie to it.
Sure. Yes. Yeah, poor chipmunk.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well,
he should have been looking. Going cross-eyed with stars over its head.
He should have been looking where he was going.
Okay. All right, well, thanks, Nan.
You're welcome. Very much.
Good job.
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining me live in the studio. Welcome to our main discussion, where we talk about Laura Larson. Well, actually, Laura's going to answer questions, so she's actually going to talk about herself. So, Kirsten, wait, I said I would interview because...
Well, why don't we let Teresa say something?
We should let Teresa say something. Why don't you say stuff?
I do say stuff when you're not talking, but I don't want to be rude and interrupt your talking, so I usually don't end up talking. And then when I do end up talking, I talk a lot.
All right, well, why don't you do something in between and ask the questions here?
Okay. So, Katie1924 says, why do you get along with everyone except for Suzanne? Is there something about her you particularly don't like?
Oh, Suzanne? Well, I don't really have that much of a problem with Suzanne. Sometimes I do. Not all the time. Mostly because, I don't really appreciate her gossip column most of the time because...
appreciate. That's really soft.
Focused on my family, oftentimes, and, you know, untruths. And, you know, she likes to make fun of what I wear and how I talk and what I do and everything. So that's, you know, definitely a reason not to like her a lot. It says I get along with everyone. Most of the time I do. Suzanne is just a little irritating on my nerves sometimes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, and then her second question is, what's the hardest part of raising 4 children in a 1-room log cabin and running a food stand at the same time?
Yeah, what is the hardest part?
Probably the hardest part is not running the food stand or living in a 1-room log cabin. It's the 4 children part.
Oh.
Because 4 children is a lot of different... You think 4 children, well, you just figure out one system and it works. Except for it doesn't work for all 4 children. If you have 4 completely different children. One thing works for Kirsten that doesn't work for Anna, that certainly doesn't work for Britta, that doesn't work for Peter, you know?
No.
Well... I'm not talking to you, Kirsten. The answer to your
question... Are you talking about when I do artwork?
Well, see, that's something you enjoy, so... And you can take care of yourself mostly,
but... Britta is not very good at it.
Britta has some issues where she won't take advice from anyone around her, and her and Peter don't get along, and Anna can take care of herself. She's a lot of help to me. But running the food stand, it's only difficult because either Anders or myself always has to be down there running that, which means only one of us is around the house to take care of things, and usually it's me. And it's just hard to keep everyone from becoming lazy and not doing anything. You have to keep them busy all the time.
All right. That's interesting.
Yes. Now, the next one is from Lizanva. Did I say that right?
I think so. Lizanva.
Lizanva?
Lisa. Nva. Something.
Well, anyways, she says, how did you and your husband meet?
Oh, Anders? Well, it was a long time ago. That's the truth of it.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean you don't remember, Mom. I hope.
That was before we came to Pleasantville. Probably met at a barn dance, I think it was. You know? Dancing around, doing dozy-dos.
Oh, typical.
Either that or he was in the band playing. Maybe he was singing in the band.
Aww.
I think that's what it was.
Aww.
How sweet.
Oh, that's just so cute, isn't it?
All right. Melissa says, What are your favorite family traditions, and where do they come from?
Well, many of our traditions are passed on generation to generation, way back in the Larson family.
Yeah.
We pride ourselves on our traditions, and some of my favorites that I hold very dear are those around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Particularly around Christmas Eve. Yeah. But I also love Advent calendars, Advent wreaths, Night Before Christmas story, baking cookies. And, of course, Santa Lucia is a wonderful tradition.
Yeah.
And I love it when a person gets up early.
Yeah, that's hard.
Is that unusual?
Well, perhaps.
I get up better than the rest of the kids in the family.
That's really true.
Okay.
And where do they come from?
Kirsten? My children? What are you talking about?
I think she was asking where the traditions come from.
Oh, I told you. They come from way back in my, you know, my parents, grandparents, parents.
So
they
what come, country?
We're Swedish by descent, and so our traditions are based around the traditional Swedish ones. We've gathered American traditions as well while we've been here.
Mom, you're not Swedish, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm Irish.
No, you're not.
Kirsten, will you be kind?
Scottish!
I'm Scottish, part Scotch, part Irish, and so my traditions come from there. Combined with Anders, we have Irish, Scotch, and German, and Swedish, and American. So we have a lot to choose from.
That's
lovely. All right, another question from Liz Anva says, why is Dolores your best friend? Who are your other favorite people in Pleasantville?
Dolores is my best friend, mostly because she's has a very similar situation to what I deal with. She has lots of children, but she's not, but she also raises them on a farm type environment, and so she focuses on hard work and not so much on fashions and not at all what the other children think about. So Dolores, I always think she has some interesting advice, and I like to hear her creative solutions for situations, and I like, we can work on our projects together. Our sewing projects are similar, the types of dresses we like to wear, and also crafts like weaving and embroidery, and, she's just a very level-headed, down-to-earth person, which I like to talk to.
So who are some other favorite people you have in Pleasantville?
Why are you asking me to pick favorites?
Oh, I'm not. Liz Anva. I mean, Liz Anva.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoy, my family and Dolores and Andres and Tomas and Anna are always interesting to talk to. Celine's pretty fun to talk to as well. I enjoy her company.
Yeah, she's kind of a hoot.
She's, she can always make me smile.
Is that it? We always go to the Parkingtons for Thanksgiving. They're kind of nice, but they're like...
They're part of my family.
Yeah, you're great, Teresa.
Oh, thank you.
They're just kind of flowery sometimes, but... So, now 4AG Dolls says... 4AG Dolls says, if you could choose anyone from Pleasantville to live with you, who would you choose and why?
To live with me?
Yeah, if we all moved out and you had to choose one person to be your roommate, who would it be?
Oh, well, Dolores, definitely. You know how much we'd get done together?
Yeah, so sure. Much. What about, Dad?
I thought you said if all of you moved out.
Oh, okay, fine. All right,
and then she says, what's your favorite food and color?
My favorite food. I like barley stew.
Yeah, barley stew. Yes.
And my favorite color is blue.
Oh, that rhymes. Does it?
Sort of. Okay, and Nan, do you want to take this last one?
Second to last. Felicity Ferry says, how did you first come to Pleasantville?
Oh, well, we were the first ones here. Yep, the Larson's family was the original founders.
Oh, we've heard this before.
No, but it's true, and this is very important. We were the first ones here. Right, Mom?
Right, Kirsten. So.
Yeah.
Pleasantville is founded by us Larson family, or we were the first ones to come settle here. We came to live here because it was such a lovely little landscape, and, yeah. You know, there was a beautiful river and a waterfall, lots of great land for farming and for our animals, and, you know, it's a real special little place here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And yeah. Now it's a town, but when we got here, you know, it was like just a mountain.
Do you know that when my family came in, was really short after your family came in?
I know, but we were here already, see? The other question she wants to know is, what is it like being the first family of Pleasantville? I think it comes with a lot of responsibilities,
Kirsten,
doesn't it, Mom?
We're asking your mommy-ish.
Okay.
Yes.
But,
Well, no, it's a sense of pride for us, you know. We take pride in our town and how well we're doing.
Yeah.
And that's great.
That's lovely. Now, the last one, Hallie says, do you ever wish you could live in a mansion as big as the Parkingtons? Or do you ever feel the desire to wear a poofy, frilly dress like Crystal or Suzanne?
As for living in a mansion as big as the Parkingtons, I really don't think that many rooms are necessary. The Parkington's house is very large. I don't think I could ever use that many rooms for anything. I have a hard enough time taking care of a one-room cabin. I don't think I need any more rooms to take care of.
Yeah, and, you know, we need more space outside than inside. So really where we live is better.
It's perfect for the way we live.
Yeah.
And as for wearing a frilly dress like Crystal or Suzanne, I've made frilly dresses before. Sometimes I get inspired to make a fancier dress, but really, the practical uses are limited when you live on a farm.
Yeah, but so. If there were more balls and parties and you had time or you were able to just order one for yourself, would you wear a fancy frilly ball gown?
I'm not much of a fan of the way fancy frilly dresses look. I like to tone it down a little bit. You know, sometimes, you've got to let someone's real personality and looks come through, and that can get covered up by a bunch of frills.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's what I should tell my mommy next time she says I was going to make a ball gown.
But you look cute in frills, Missy.
I don't need frills to cover up my natural personality looks. They might spoil me. You gotta let my face shine by its own self, not let it get outdone by a bunch of lace. How can I be outdone by lace?
Nan, I don't think you could ever be outdone by lace.
Well, should I take off my mob cap?
No, that's why it works, see?
It's great.
All right, and so then we're going to go to the next segment. So thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks,
yes,
Mom.
Thank you.
Oh, wait.
Thank you, Mrs. Larson.
Go, first family.
It's not my
yes.
mom.
Yes. Yes.
She's
yes.
Next section.
Yes.
She's not my mom.
Now it's time for Laura's Letter of the Week. Okay, I've got my letter, which is from Rebecca Parkington to Kirsten Larson. Should I say it in her tone of voice?
No.
Okay, fine. My dear Kirsten, I would be happy to teach little Brittany a few piano lessons as I have been teaching several of the Merriman children. However, as she is such a seemingly vocal person, I would recommend singing for her instead. Suzanne has had much more control of her temper over the last year, and perhaps she and Britta would get along swimmingly. Our house is all decked out in various shades of delicious pinks for Valentine's Day festivities right now. I am trying to decide which of my gowns I should wear on the day, a red or a pink. Do you have a preference? Love to you all, Rebecca K. Parkington. Thanks, y'all.
Time for Noffy's Rambles. You get to listen to Noffy ramble for 3 whole minutes about a word that I just picked randomly. Enjoy! Okay, so this is interesting. This kind of section is new. I've never done this before, but, so everybody just left me here, and so I just decided to make up a new section where basically, I'm just gonna pick a word, and I'm just gonna ram on about it for 3 whole minutes, just talking all by myself, because I guess people think I'm funny sometimes. Do you think I'm funny? Oh, great, I'm rambling even before I picked a word, because see, the problem is I just ramble. Even if I didn't have one word, I could ramble on about anything. So, get started, Navi. So, this word I'm going to talk about, it's just sort of like a starting place. And I'm going to start by talking about the word dancing. Okay, so dancing has a lot of different great things about it. So, well, dancing is about feet, and feet move fast. And, well, actually, you could even dance on your tail. For those of you who have tails, it's really fun to dance with your tail and both of your feet and both of your hands. And what if you could dance on your head and swirl around your skirts and stuff? And so dancing, wow, it's great fun if you got some fun music. Like, what if you danced around to that chipmunk song, you know? It would just be so funny because, yeah, you would probably act out the chipmunk song and run into a wall. And it would be called a running into a wall dance. What do you think about that? If anybody wants to do that, let me know. And I'll call Josefina. Because you might get a little bit dizzy in the head after running into a wall. Oh, wow. I don't think my mommy would like me to do that kind of a dance around the house. She'd probably say, Navi, don't do that. You're not going to look good for the next ball. And then Mrs. Fox will come to the ball and she will say, why does Navi have a purple nose? Well, Navi ran into a wall, but don't tell Mrs. Fox that because then she'll think my mommy's not doing a good job. And my mommy and my mammy would get in trouble. And then after that, I would get in trouble, and I'd have to sew lace on some napkins. And then I wouldn't be able to do any more chipmunking dances anymore. And so that's no fun. So, by the way, how are you enjoying it so far? Let's hear you. Well, I can't hear you, but I'm just gonna hope you're enjoying random words that have to do with dancing. And well, dancing is like music. Music is what you dance to, so you can make music out of almost anything. Like, say if I found a pencil, like I have a pen in my hand, I could do this. See, I just did some music by hitting a pen on a table. You could do that too if you want. And then, say I've got feet. I can dance with them like this. Look, I've got my boots on. You can't see them, but I've got boots on. And they lace all the way up. And these are special boots that I could probably make a lot of noise. Let's see what I can do. That would probably be funnier if you could see me. I was doing little leprechaun clicky things. So I bet you didn't know I could do that. Now you do. So you learn something new every day, don't ya? So now you know I can dance in boots. And I'm kind of done. I think I've done them for 3 minutes, so I hope you enjoyed me talking. I'll see you later. The end. That was Nafi's Rambles, everybody.
Here are letters that you have sent to me in Nafi's mailbag.
In my mailbag today are 2 real-life letters.
Doll-sized
letters. Hear this crinkle?
It's awesome.
Yeah. The crinkle, that means real letters I received in my mailbox.
Yeah, look, it's even on a nice stationery.
Incredible.
Yes.
I'll read first, then you read.
Okay.
Oh, I just talked for 3 minutes. Teresa, you read.
Get up close here.
Okay. Dear Navi, I love, love, love your podcast. My favorite color is purple, too. How did you decide that purple was your favorite color? Is there going to be any new characters coming to Pleasantville? Have you ever wanted to play the flute? What strange things has your friend done, Elizabeth, lately? Say hi to Kirsten, Teresa, Laura, and Paul for me. Kendall Johns, age 12, Saskatchewan, Canada. P.S. What do you think was the craziest thing that Crystal Purr has ever done?
Well, first off, hello, Kirsten, hello, Teresa, hello,
hi.
Laura, and hello, Paul.
Hey!
You've all been said hello to by Kendall Johns.
Okay.
And, wow, you're from Hi. Canada? I've never been to Canada.
Yeah, you have.
Have I?
On accident. But just up to BC.
Oh, BC, does that stand for,
British Columbia.
Red crimps? Oh, okay.
No.
All right, well, my favorite color is purple, too, as well as yours. Did you know that? Yes, you did. And, well, how did I decide? Well, I think it's just something I couldn't even decide. It was just part of me. I've loved purple since I was a baby. It's just, I don't know, maybe my mommy stuck a bunch of purple things in front of my face when I was just little tiny, and I just thought, oh, I love that. Whoa, sorry.
Okay. And what crazy things has Elizabeth done lately?
Oh, Elizabeth, I haven't seen her much. She just kind of likes to sit around in the post office and mess it up.
Huh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing Crystal Purr has ever done?
Gosh. Well, one time she got in a high-speed chase in her white convertible on a highway and had the police chasing after her.
It was John.
I think she was late for a flight at an airport.
Was it that, or was it when we were all going to the festival?
Oh, yeah, she wanted to be the first one there, so she sped all the way there. Because she wanted the best campsite.
Mm-hmm. Most fashionable campsite, if there's such a thing.
So then she got a ticket.
Yeah. All right,
and
so...
And have you ever wanted to play the flute?
Oh, yeah.
No, because Felicity played the flute.
Oh. All right, well, my letter is from Felicity Merriman from Funnyville.
Funnyville.
Yes. It says, Dear Nafi, Kirsten, Teresa, and Mrs. Larson. 1. Nafi, why did you pick Kirsten and Teresa to be on NafiCast?
Why? Well, because their voices sound different than me.
That's the only reason?
That's the boring old reason. The real reason is because...
I can't believe that.
It's not for our
personalities.
No.
I think that each of you have a very different point of view than me.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you make it interesting because if I say something, you often disagree. So you're kind of people who think differently. Instead of finding somebody who always agrees with me, I found Teresa, who has a whole different lifestyle, and Kirsten, who has a whole different lifestyle. And they come from all different parts and represent different types of people.
Okay, that makes sense. And her second question is, Mrs. Larson, hey, Mom!
Oh, I'm still here.
Okay. Sorry. Mrs. Larson, what made you decide to have a food stand?
Well, after we were the first settlers in Pleasantville, when other people started coming here, they needed to get food, and we were the ones who had already figured out how to grow it and take care of it, and so it was just the natural thing to do to set it out and sell it to people because it was in demand.
Right, and nobody else had the skill and the training to do it for themselves.
Right. And then it says, love, Felicity.
Yeah. And so basically, if you want to send us real live letters, we do have a real live address. It is NafiCast at P.O. Box. That stands for Post Office Box. Number 6002 Edmonds, EDMONDS, Washington, 98026. And we like real letters.
Real letters are appreciated very much.
Yeah.
And you will hear us crinkling them right into this podcast.
Right in your ear.
Yes, as we read you your words back to you.
Yeah.
Isn't that
all right.
Cool?
Well, that's the end of the mailbag this week.
Amazingly enough, that's pretty much the end of the podcast.
Yeah, let's head to the wrap up.
Wrap up. Got any questions for Nafi? Send them in to NafiCast@hotmail.com. Well, we are going to wrap up this podcast. We will see you next time. As for your challenge of the week, I'm going to think about it while Kirsten and Teresa rattle on about a few things.
Yeah. Once again, if you want to contact us, you can send questions and messages to be featured on the show in an email at nafiCast@hotmail.com.
I challenge you also as a challenge of the week. I've decided that you should try and grow some grass in a basket because it's really fun to watch it grow.
And please include your name, age, and where you come from in your email or in your letter. because we have listeners from all over the place, and we just love hearing where you're from. So, with that, thanks for listening, and this is Nothing Cat. Bye!
Keep you!
Bye! Bye.
Really don't think that many rooms are necessary.
Kirsten, why are you?
I could have an art studio
on your head.
It's an exercise.
Oh, okay. The parking. Oh well, we're Swedish from descent, so
by descent.
We are just Swedish. We're Swedish by descent, and so all our traditions are based. Traditions as well while we've been here.
You're not Swedish from descent. By descent. Mom, you're not Swedish, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm...
Man. One, weird. Two,
stop it.
Three. You're stop alive!
It. Thank you, I knew that. Live for our main discussion... With us is Laura Larson.
What about the live in the studio?
Oh.
That's what I said, live
by
for.
By accident! Okay, so live in the studio. We made it. Whoa, shush, everybody. Sorry. We're all so loud and noisy today. Whoa, don't draw on my dress. This one is special. It's purple.
What happened to your dress?
I said don't draw on it with your pen.
I wasn't... Even close to you.
It was too close for my comfort, and my dress was uncomfortable with it.
Okay.
So. Hello, and welcome to NoffyCast. Whoa! Who made all the bumbling
Sorry,
around of chimes?
Sorry, it was gonna make a lot of noise, so I moved it. Okay, start over. Oh, she's done.
She can jump in.
Dude, where'd my letter go? It's over here.
No, seriously. Oh, hi. Thanks. Oh, gosh. Okay, I've got my letter.